make the clock stop. I'm going to say this, right, and this is truth. Oh gosh, that mannequin did my head in.
Yeah.
I felt as if constantly I've got a neck here, I'm being drawn to the mannequin. I still can't walk around, but then I just kept, it's on the tape, you know when you get, when we walk through the trees, kept getting that, and then I felt dead emotional, as if there's toys in there, and there's nice things, but it just seems like something really nasty with it. Yeah, I'm quite upset actually, because, but that mannequin freaked me out and I just couldn't get up.
Yeah.
But I want to walk around, I can't do it on my own, but I know you're giving up. I think if, together we just walk around and maybe we might, we've got each other's support, you know, and maybe walk, I can't, physically,
you know. You're really upset, Michelle's crying. Now you were in the museum that had a lot of artefacts, and there are artefacts from across the centuries and from across the world that's in there. Now Michelle shouted of us, and although we it's a one microphone shoot kind of thing, and I couldn't get there quick enough. What happened?
Well, the room is pitch black, so you can't really see anything, but I sat in the middle and you can just hear noises coming from one end. So at one point I got up and ran to the door, and then I thought, no, don't bother, go back.
So what kind of noises?
They're just sort of like something moving, like a shuffle noise more than anything else. So
what are you for rats? There's possibly rats about.
Yeah, possibly. I then got up and ran towards the door, and then sort of creeped. But it's funny, because when I got to the door, I sort of stood for a few minutes and thought, I'll stay here and see. And when I stood at the door, it all went quiet, so I kind of worked my way back in. And when I got back in, they started again. So I ran. They were just...
Was it in the room with you?
Yeah, it was. It was just, it was a bit further down. And then as I shouted at you, it was closer to us, so that's why I shouted.
What, because it was moving closer to you?
Yeah, because I felt like, I felt...
Could you see anything?
Closer.
I know there was a limited amount of...
No, because it's so black that you can't see anything.
Do you have such a thing as a candle?
Because I think if you were to be valiant enough to go somewhere else, would a candle help you?
I don't know.
You just want to just sit one out for a little while.
I really want to. I don't know if people are going together. I'd like to go with somebody else and have a good shifty round. But I physically, it sounds really silly, I cannot physically go and walk around, because I just cannot. I couldn't even. I said on the table, if something went funny, I wouldn't have the strength. I couldn't get up to open the door.
Stick a candle in the torture chamber, if you could, Alan.
I will do.
Stick a candle in the torture chamber, and what we'll do is, if you just want to sit here for a little while and be quiet, you don't have to go anywhere.
Matches or a lighter?
Oh, well, there you go. So, we're going to get a little bit of light on, and then maybe we'll do something together, okay? It's getting heavy.
What made you scream?
Because whatever noise was getting closer to us.
You didn't hear a scream?
Twice.
I heard a shout, Alan, and that was the second time, and then I came, obviously, running, so I'm sorry I didn't hear you the first time. I was at the little boys' room, probably. Jeepers, if I'd have heard, I'd have been there even quicker. Now, the difficult thing for you, Wayne, is that the room where Michelle is in is usually, out of all of them, the most benign, the one that... You know, there's stuff happens in most places here, but it's, you know, it's not the worst one by a stretch. Do you want to go on or not?
I do want to go on, but to enable me to have a good look around, I want to be with some, you know, and I don't know if Michelle wanted to come with me, and we just, you know, if a spirit's there, whether there's one of us, or two of us, it doesn't matter. You know, somebody's going, oh, you're scared because you're on your own.
No, the reason that I suggest going in once, and what I might do is I might come to the edge of a room with you, just stand at the edge of the room and let you go do your thing. I think that makes more sense. It's just if you get two people, you get chatty and you talk about stuff, and it distracts you from the stuff that's there. Now there's a candle in the torture chamber now.
There's a candle in the torture chamber.
Now that's where you were.
Okay.
Do you want to go in the torture chamber and we'll just have a talk about what's in there and see if there's anything scuffles when the three of us go in there?
Yes.
Shall we do that? Now if that happens, how would you feel about being in that torture chamber with a candle for 10-15 minutes on your own?
We'll
have a look around first. We'll do that first. I'll come back and be with you when I can, Alan. Right, so... Yes, it's getting dark now. Now's the time. So, Michelle, which end of the torture chamber was it where all the problems happened? It was on the right-hand side.
Actually, this was the side I was standing.
Careful, there's cannons on the floor here.
It was all coming from the left.
Oh, it was coming from that side. Right, okay. Well, hang on, there should be a candle on in here. Now, that's better. Right, now be careful. Because if you look around on the walls here, you see these things here. Standard manacles. They've also got things that they used to put people's tongues through. You know, they'd stick one of those through somebody's tongue. Also, on the walls, you've got stuff like helmets and harnesses and stuff like that. Oh, the Iron Maiden's open as well, so I don't know whether you want to just imagine, round about groin and stomach level, or you want to carry the candle and be careful. See this thing here?
There's a trap in here, though, didn't there?
Yeah, do you want to check it? Oh, careful. Careful, man. Just be careful, man. It's down here somewhere, isn't it? Wayne, what's your step? Stick it on there. Do you want to check it? How many? Just checking the trap on the chair. There's also a mannequin of a body lying on a rack right beside us. Hang on.
Bent?
Huh?
Bent? Huh?
That wasn't bent.
When you picked it, when you
don't freak me out.
When you picked it up.
No, they're all brand new coins.
You're kidding?
No, that can't be mine.
And I'm telling you this.
That can't be my coin.
No.
We've treated it.
One of the coins is bent anyway. There's got to be another one here then. Sure. Surely, hasn't there? And was this the end where the noise was coming from? Could you have stood on it there? We had trainers on.
No, because it was in the hall.
That's talk me through everything that you feel, everything that you see. If you
there's the torch. In case of emergencies, I ask you not to use it.
No.
Good luck, Wayne.
I must be mad. So this is where the shit hit the fan. I'm in the torture chamber. So you bent my coin, did you? Okay. Spirit. In here. As Alan's just told us, this is a torture chamber where a lot of people have died painfully. Now we've got skeletons in shackles on the pole that Vlad Dracul killed people on, and they're not as scary as the mannequins. It's very cold in here. Very cold. You just get the feeling that it's not just death, but torture. If any spirits here, let's see if we can concentrate on the candle. It's very cold now. If any spirits are here, blow the candle out. Or move the coins. Make a noise. For some reason, if we place that much evil in here, I feel a bit more contented. That coin freaked me out. Let me describe to you what I can see. I've stood up and I'm frozen. To my left, I've got a chain and somebody bent over a bench on a wheel. There's a dungeon. There's the pole. There's somebody, a skeleton that's in a cage thing where they would die by dislocating their necks. Sagey boy. That's the man who raped that girl down there. If there's any spirits here, please show yourself. Make a noise. I can't stand up though. Why'd you like us walking around? Very cold indeed. I'm going down to Dubulet is just staring at us. I'm frightened to death. I'm going to get my money and I'm stood at the well, that's cold. I'm stood at the rack where he made love to one of his girlfriends. It's just very cold. I'm taking my money. There's a cold air. look in the candlelight, and the candle is just making things worse.
How
are
you
doing? Alright. Just such a cold draught coming from this.
That's not the outside.
But I stood here and I come to get my money because I just want to feel that now. Can you feel that cold draft?
Yeah. And that's the inside of the castle, not the outside.
It's like blowing on you. It's very cold.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
That is cold.
Feel it now.
Yeah. And it's not coming like solidly. It
feels like air conditioning, but it's not air conditioning.
Hardly.
Yeah.
Get your torch. Because you've got a torch. We might as well cheat while we're doing this. How have you been in here? Did you get anything?
I actually walked around for the first time.
Good lad. It's better for you if you did. You see, that just goes to another room. But there shouldn't be anything.
Can I hold that?
Yeah, do you want to? Yes.
Careful. Don't pull on that wire, because we don't know what it actually is. I'm presuming it's electrical cabling, so be careful. When you picked up the 10 coins, you picked up 10 coins,
all
didn't you?
All 10 coins were perfect. I counted them. All the 10 coins, they were very cold.
Right.
Because they've been here.
But this was like a split second. Later,
one I was, you was here. Dropped it. Looking for it.
Nobody touched it.
Nobody touched it. And I saw it on the floor. Right, and admittedly, it was a bit...
It was in a groove.
A bit warmer. It was in a groove.
I don't see that.
That is a groove. And I thought, oh, there's the coin. But it was bent. And I've still got it.
But it was today. It was straight when you...
Totally straight when I picked it up.
The thing that Michelle said, and Michelle's obviously quit and she really doesn't want to do any more now, but that's bent. That is bent.
Jeez.
That is bent, though.
That is bent. And it couldn't have been set up because it was seconds.
Well, you dropped it and you picked it up, didn't you?
I did. What I would give to find another coin. But
there's no coin here, is there?
But how many people come here and put coins around? Nah.
For that,
I came here when I walked across and I thought, right, I'm going to go and get me money.
Right.
Because I was going, sagey boy, you're not having me money. And I went to this table and I actually touched this dummy.
Yeah.
And for some reason, these are all fake skeletons, they're not half as scary.
Sure, of course.
And I just put my hand here and I just felt this coal flower. And it's
moving around.
It's moving around, but someone's going to have to make it do that.
But it's moving around.
No, here it is again.
Oh, that's strong.
That is very cold.
Oh,
very,
that's icy.
Yeah.
That's weird. But I suppose the good...
You can I tell it really, can you?
Yes, you can.
It's icy.
It's icy.
Now, it's been a warm day today, hasn't it?
Yeah. This is what you'd expect to see on a cold, fireworky night. I had to put a pitch on it...
You've got breath.
6 cents when he's breathing out.
You've got breath, yeah. Absolutely.
And you'd be
but isn't that weird, because... Isn't that strange?
Mm.
Because it's not like a proper draft.
Yeah.
It would be coming in all the time. It stops and then kind of goes through you.
But how does it go down a tunnel and through into here? It can't. Drafts don't make right angles at all.
That's weird.
I could understand if it was...
Yeah.
But it's coming through.
Right.
And the ubi...
That's not the ubi yet.
Whatever that face is on there. Why there's a face on there, I don't know, but...
This is the Iron Maiden in the torture chamber. No, the oubliette is the worst place, and you've got to do that yet.
What's the oubliette on?
I better not tell you, because you might not do it. What's your step? Yeah, when step up. Out you come. Let's get back and see Michelle. You've done well. So you've got movement, you've got energy, you've got cold, you've got a coin that's got... That doesn't make it any
we'll
sense
on
at
the
all.
Anyway. So we're not allowed to be on the ropes now.
No, you can go beyond the rope.
Alright. Well, I'm gonna sit myself down here. Brings a whole new meaning to the word shitting yourself, doesn't it? Everyone on Metro Radio's heard me fart. Oh, great. I'll have to say I'm in the Edward room, and it's not that bad. But there was a light on upstairs. It's no longer on. When I came into this room, there was a bed to my left, a table, and a knight in armour, which I hate. Oh, there's bats flying around. It is pitch black. I cannot walk around here. But this is Edward's room. Sir Edward, fucking bats flying past me. Oh, bats flying all around me. You can't hear them, but they're flying. Oh, shit. Oh, the bats just flew right past my head. Could you make a noise? Oh, I can hear a noise. I said it before, don't come here. I'm so frightened. Fucking bastard. Oh my god. What was that? It just went past me. That couldn't have been a bat because that was just too close. So it just went past my head. Oh, I'm fucking petrified now. I am mad. Oh, I should be drinking tea with Michelle right now. This room has got a rope across it and it's just pitch black. I can't walk around. But I know there's an armour. There's a chair. I can feel a cold draft, like coming from the ceiling. There's a balcony and a window. Bats are flying all over the place. Do my tits in the arm. I'm gonna have to put my jacket over my head. I'm really not happy about this. Oh, gosh, Alan, come and get me. Please. What the fuck was that? I just now got one. The worst one has to be for me. The first room, the Grand Hall. I'm talking now because I'm frightened. The Grand Hall was hard because it was the first. But definitely the one with the mannequin in was the... There's things flying around my head. How the bats are getting in and getting out. They're not vampire bats. I heard a noise earlier on, but I don't know if that's the bat eating something. There's nothing much to do in here except grab myself. What's that? Oh, it's gone really, really cold in here. I would have thought I wanted to see things move a bit more, but... No, I heard a noise, but it's gone very, oh, very cold. You know, you breathe in, you can really... We're doing this again. I'm going here in the daytime next time, I tell you. Somebody's getting married here tomorrow. What a bunch of nutters. I have really bad wind problem tonight. I don't even go to the toilet in this place. I'll tell you something. You couldn't sleep the night in here. Oh, come and get me now, please. You're getting cocky if they made a noise, I'd shit myself.
What am I whispering for?
This bat haunts.
Here?
What? Get me out of this bat forsaken. That whole flying.
Is this the light?
Aye. Oh, Jesus, feel my ears and all sorts.
Do this? Right.
Oh, shit.
Right, I'm in the Edward room with Wayne. If you look at this room, there's a large table in front of it with drinking, horns, flagons for ale. There are skins on the small bed. A big throne, like a medieval style throne. There's a balcony above you. What is it that you had here? Anything, Arthur?